Chapter 14.
I need to change into a flamingo, Nori told Coach in his office. A bright pink flamingo with nothing wonky about it. And maybe I could chirp? If flamingos chirp, she swallowed. Do you think I can do it?
You want to learn flamingo right now? Coach said, putting down a homemade thistle-down muffin.
It's for the show-off, and it's really important to me, so yes, I need to start learning it now. Will you help?
If I can, Coach said.
He stood, brushed the crumbs from his shorts, and blew a sharp blast on his whistle.
Tell me this, have you ever done a bird of any kind?
Once I did bluebird, Nori said, but it turned very, very wonky.
He brewed them both cups of herbal tea.
It takes the seventh graders 2 months to get wings when they start studying birds, he said. But you've already done wings, with your bluebird and your dritten, so that part should progress very quickly. And tell me, did your bluebird have a beak? Beaks are difficult.
It had a beak, for a little while, Nori said.
Any beak at all is very hopeful, said Coach. I have eighth graders who can't put a beak on their birds. And what about feathers?
I had good feathers.
Were they nice and blue? Some people have trouble with bright-colored birds like flamingos and bluebirds, canaries, cardinals, that kind of thing. They generally start with sparrows to avoid the color challenge.
People knew I was a bluebird,
for sure, said Nori. Then I think I can help you, said Coach. Yes, yes, I think we can fast-track your flamingo.
For several minutes, he studied her. He asked Nori to flap her arms like wings. He inquired about the shape of her toes. He asked if she'd been eating seaweed snacks and how much fruit she ate each day.
Righty-o, then, Coach finally said. Up onto my shoulders.
What?
Coach bent down.
Stand on the chair. Now take my hands. Good. Now, I want you to stand on my shoulders. That's it. Good girl.
Nori's body wobbled. Her feet were perched on Coach's shoulders. She clutched his big hands as tightly as she could. He raised his arms high, which allowed her, more or less, to stand.
Ready? He called.
What? No!
Nori cried, thinking,
ready for what?
On three, Coach pronounced. One, two...
Please, I don't think this is...
Three! Coach cried, and he released Nori's hands while at the same time rapidly bending and straightening his legs to bump her off him.
Whee!
Ouch!
When Nori opened her eyes, Coach's big head was leaning over her. His face was full of concern.
Are you all right? He said. Can you hear me? Here, have some pomegranate juice.
Nori gingerly pushed herself to a sitting position. She was in girl form, exactly as she had been when Coach lifted her high on his shoulders. Only now, she had a sore bottom. She chose not to share that with Coach.
I didn't turn into a flamingo, did I? She said.
No, you didn't flux at all, Coach said.
He scratched his nose.
Bummer. That's a technique we use for the seventh graders who are having a hard time with the birds. It kind of shocks them into fluxing. They do it out of necessity. Oh, hey, maybe if I lifted you onto my shoulders and then I stood on my desk...
No, Nori said. I mean, thank you for the offer.
Coach looked disappointed.
Well, your call.
He rubbed the back of his neck.
Tell you what, let's try another technique. Follow me, Nori.
Nori trotted behind Coach as he strode out of his office and down the hall. Then, down another hall, until they reached a large room she'd never been in before.
It's Ms. Fitznickel's eighth grade tropical animal room, Coach said, rapping on the door. Let's see if she has any flamingos you can meet, shall we? For some fluxers, all it takes is a face-to-face connection.
A short lady shaped like a ball appeared.
Yes?
A grin spread over her round face.
Why, Coach, can I help you?
Coach spelled out what they wanted. Ms. Fitznickel beckoned them into the room.
Wow.
The room was large and bursting with hot steam. It was filled with animals used for eighth grade fuzzy lessons. Nori wanted to soak it all in. the families of lizards, the colorful butterflies, the baby alligator napping on a bed of grass. But Ms. Fitznickel hustled them toward a small indoor pond behind a fence. It was like a kiddie pool, but nicer.
"I have 6 flamingos," she said. "Aren't they marvelous?"
They were. Pink and long-legged and beautiful. Nori marveled at their long S-shaped necks and their stick-like legs. They pecked and nibbled at something slimy on the bottom of their pen, and Ms. Fitznickel explained that it was a mix of algae and the pink shrimpish creatures the flamingos like to eat.
"I like shrimp," Nori thought. "And if I were a flamingo, I could eat shrimp every day. Yum."
And just like that, snibble, pipple, pop. Nori's neck stretched. Her legs turned skinny and long, and feathers sprouted over every inch of her. And as part of it all, she pinkened. She actually felt herself pinken.
"Now we have 7 flamingos," Ms. Fitznickel exclaimed. "Fabulous!"
"Nori, you did it," Coach cried. "The beak and everything. Brilliant, my girl."
"Shrimp," Flamingo Nori thought. "Shrimp, shrimp, shrimp, shrimpish things. Must gobble shrimpish things."
"Darling, no," Ms. Fitznickel said as Flamingo Nori lifted one gawky leg into the pen.
"This is their pen. You are a fluxed student. They don't like outsiders. Oh, dear Coach, she doesn't have the human mind right now, does she?"
"Shrimpy, shrimpy, yum, yum, yum,"
Flamingo Nori thought. Then hands were swatting at her, and a human thing was talking loudly to her. A bald human thing. And the other flamingos were hissing. At her. The nerve.
"You need to get hold of your human mind," cried the ball-shaped human. "Shrimpies, here I come!"
Flamingo Nori flapped her mighty wings, and her beak started to twitch and... Wait, was that fur sprouting on her wings? Was she adding kitten to her flamingo? Oh, no! Her pink wings flopped. Noises rushed in. Coach became Coach, and Ms. Fitznickel became Ms. Fitznickel, and... Phwoomp! She was Nori again. Coach grinned.
"Magnificent, Flamingo! Magnificent! For all of..."
He checked his stopwatch.
13 seconds!
"I've heard of only one Dunwoodle Fluxer who's ever pulled off a flamingo," Ms. Fitznickel said. "And he was an 8th grader. You must be in the 6th grade? 7th?
5th, Nori said shyly.
"Samboozle! Your magic is strong, young lady."
She pulled her eyebrows together.
"Although, for a moment there..." She tapped her lip. "Coach, did you see a bit of... how to say it?"
"I saw something, yes." He gazed at Nori. "There was the slightest tremor, the briefest of ripples. You were most definitely a flamingo. But then I think you might have added a bit of, perhaps, kitten there at the end."
"Yes." She'd felt it. Katingo. She didn't want to be a Katingo. Ms. Fitznickel looked curious, then gave a curt nod.
"Birds require practice. That's all." "If I practice a ton, do you think I could hold it for longer?" Nori asked. "Without adding in kitten?"
"Vanity helps with flamingos," said Coach. "With birds generally, but especially with flamingos. You might try admiring yourself in the mirror. The flamingo part of your brain will appreciate it. Let that be your homework."
Ms. Fitznickel guided them to the door, a clear signal that she was ready for them to clear out.
"Thank you, Cordelia," Coach said, shaking Ms. Fitznickel's hand.
"Thank you, and thank the flamingos," said Nori.
"Oh, it's all in a day's work," said Ms. Fitznickel. Nori turned into a flamingo twice on her walk home. She knew she wasn't supposed to. You had to get a license to flux in public spaces, and each animal was licensed separately. But she was so excited she couldn't help it. As she walked, she thought vain flamingo thoughts.
Everyone is admiring my pinkness. Or, I have the longest legs of any flamingo in my neighborhood.
Even with the vain thoughts, she did keep popping back to girl shape after only a few seconds. And the second time she fluxed, something definitely felt furry around the tail.
She could not become a Katingo at the show-off. She could not.
Nori looked on the bright side. It wasn't perfect yet, but she could do flamingo. She'd get better and better each time. By the time of the show-off, she'd be a fifth grader with skills more advanced than every sixth grader, every seventh grader, almost every eighth grader. She'd be Flamingo Nori, and Father would be proud.
For the next 2 days, Nori worked on her flamingo. She could hold it for longer and longer, but during band practice, when Pepper's control ran out and the piercing magic surged, Nori's flamingo wonked out. Her flamingo neck shrank, and she grew whiskers, or she sprouted a kitten tail. Even if Pepper didn't start piercing, there were problems. As soon as Nori tried to feel the music and dance, she'd lose control of the bird. Her feathers would turn to fur, or she'd swell up to the size of an elephant, and her beak would transform into an elephant trunk. She had knocked over Elliot's guitar twice, and had whacked Bax in the face with a giant wing 3 times. What was wrong with her? Why couldn't she just keep that flamingo shape? Or at least flux directly back into a girl? Still, the UDM band continued practicing. Pepper practiced a complicated percussion sequence that happened during the a cappella section of the song. She also practiced pausing her magic with Carrot and Ms. Star. Bax practiced piano playing and vocal harmonies. He only fluxed into a rock once. Unfortunately, he broke the piano bench in the process. Marigold practiced clarinet parts. She shrank one of the keys, but she could still press it with her pinky. Willa practiced her small rain cloud and the first verse. She had to change into a dry outfit only once. Bax had to twice. Elliot practiced the second verse and guitar parts. He froze a few of the strings, but the ice melted by the next morning. Andres tried practicing while drumming his heels against the ceiling to keep a steady beat. But Sebastian screamed,
"My eyes! My eyes! Make it stop!"
So Andres quit with his heel beats.
Sebastian didn't practice. He just acted like he knew everything. But he did borrow a real baton from the music teacher. They all practiced headstands because Ms. Star made them. Good for integrating the body and mind. That's a vital part of using upside-down magic to its best potential, she cried.
The night before the show-off, Nori couldn't sleep. She needed to do a perfect, regular flamingo for more than 2 minutes and 11 seconds. That was how long the song was. Pepper needed to hold her piercing for that long, too. Nori sat up in bed. She had to try it again. She turned on the radio, quietly, so as not to wake Aunt Margot. Some dance music came on. Nothing as good as Everyday Cake, but it would do for practicing. Then she stood on her bed. She flapped her arms. She visualized the flamingo. She jumped. Before she hit the ground, her arms started to tingle. Her body crackled and shrank. Her neck stretched and grew. Pink feathers covered her skin. Flamingo! Flamingo Nori could see herself in the mirror behind her door. Ooh, she looked good. She had been practicing in the mirror a lot, of course, because vanity really did help her hold on to the flamingo longer. It seemed to help her keep her human mind in control, too.
Such a lovely curved beak. So pinky pink pink. Such sleek feathers.
But could she stay a flamingo for the whole 2 minutes and 11 seconds she needed for the show? Without going wonky? Flamingo Nori took deep breaths. She held still, despite the music. Totally still, with one leg tucked up, flamingo fashion. She looked back and forth between the clock and her mirror. She admired herself for 1 minute and 15 seconds.
She admired herself for 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Ooh, the music has such a good beat, though. It would be so much fun to shake these flamingo legs. It might even feel good to grow some kitten whiskers and a tail.
No, don't dance. Stay a bird. Look how beautiful you are. Hold still. 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 11 seconds. And still she stayed 100% beautiful, lovely, perfect flamingo. Flamingo Nori had done it. Hooray!
Slowly and carefully, she fluxed back into a girl. Okay, then. She couldn't dance as a flamingo. She couldn't really move at all if she wanted to avoid going wonky. But who cared? Not Nori.
She had stayed in full bird form, and a brightly colored eighth grade level bird at that.
And that was what mattered for the show-off.